about what's going on at this company.
Okay.
I've talked to Matt in technical support, and I was calling regarding a billing question.
Yeah, Matt's the supervisor in technical support. Did you want to talk to him?
Well, I don't know if he should be a supervisor for the way that he talks to his clients on the phone.
I
called regarding an error that was charged to my account, and I have gotten nothing but funny business over this. And I asked to talk to Gayla. That's who I've talked to before. And supposedly she's off having a nooner, which...
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
I don't know if that means that she's no longer with the company or if that she's off having fun for her lunch hour. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that is very rude to talk about a customer like that.
Okay. I'm sorry about that.
I want to speak to somebody who has authority, and Matt does not have that for me.
Okay. Well, the owner will be back around 7 tonight. Oh, there is George. He's the co-owner of the company.
Is he there?
Can you hold on? I'm trying to look into his office just a minute.
Usually when we call this thing,
mm-hmm.
you usually get a recording and gives you the different numbers to dial in, and one of them is billing. Anymore?
Oh, no. It's the same thing. We just don't use the automated system anymore.
Okay.
But we handle billing and technical support in this office.
Okay. Well...
Did you want to talk to George then, or...?
Yes, if he's there,
okay,
that'd
yeah,
be great.
He's here. I'm going to give him the phone.
Hello, this is George.
Yes, this is Karen Annis, and I've been calling regarding a billing error.
Yeah, what can I do for you?
And supposedly there is a couple people there by the name of Matt, and I can't get the other one. But supposedly they must not be very serious about your company.
How's that, ma'am?
Well, when I talked to them regarding my billing error, the charge that was extra to my account was for a few, and they didn't think that I would notice the extra.
When was that extra charge?
I was billed on the 27th of October.
Okay, yeah, that's the day that we did lose some servers. Is that what they're talking about?
I have no clue. I called to renew my husband's account for the internet. And
so you're married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, all right. So it's Mrs.
Yes.
Okay.
Mrs. Annis.
Mrs. Annis?
Matt,
what was the last name, Annis?
Annis,
I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm trying to look it up here.
The username is Quinn, Q-U-I-N-N.
Hold on one sec. I gotta enter it in. Okay, go ahead.
And when I asked to talk to Gayla, who I've usually dealt with in billing...
Gayla's at lunch.
Okay, well, when I talked to whoever renewed my account on October, said that she was no longer with the company. And then when I asked to...
No, she's with the company. She's with the company.
Well,
so someone's told you she's not with the company?
Yes.
Who would this be?
Well, whoever I talked to that took my renewal on October 27th.
Okay, she's with the company.
And then when I asked Matt to talk to her again today, she was off having a nooner.
Well, yeah, no, she's off. She met some new guy, you see, and I know he came by, and they were going to have some drinks during lunch.
I guess I'm just kind of confused.
Well, okay.
By this.
Sometimes you meet someone, and then you go to lunch during the middle of the day, and you might have sex, and that's what you call a nooner. Is that the part you're missing?
I guess I'm just having a really hard time with this whole conversation because I don't care what Gayla is on her line.
What did Rachel ask for Gayla?